Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Welcome back into The Drive. Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Hopefully you guys had a great Memorial Day weekend. Summer is officially here, even if you look outside and it doesn't look or feel like it. All right, we only got 30 minutes in this segment. We're going to hand things off to Josh Vernier. We're going to hear from Vern coming up in just a little bit. But let's talk about the top story. The top story right now, I think, is very, very simple. Jack Caglione is making you change your expectation of when he can potentially be here. His first week in AAA, he hit .346 with 5 home runs and 10 RBIs in 26 at-bats. We are talking about in less than 200 ABs, if you add his AA production. He has hit 14 home runs with 53 RBIs, and he is hitting over .330 in those at-bats. He is dominating minor league competition, and I will give the Royals a lot of credit for this. They're starting to trim the fat. We complained about Hunter Renfroe for months. They got Hunter Renfroe out of here. Biggio was not doing his end of the deal. They got him out of here. It is not coincidental to me that these moves happened before Memorial Day. That's a really, really important date and time in the baseball calendar. That's when you start to really look at where you are. You look at your team. You've got a handful of, you know, games under your belt. You start to get a really good sense about where you are as an organization. So the Royals make both of these moves and bring up two of their prospects that have been playing pretty well down in the minors. You bring up John Rave, you bring up Nick Lofton, two players that you are looking to potentially help you. There's one more move to make, at least if we are talking about a minor league move, and that would be it. The next player that I'm looking at that is potentially on the clock is Michael Massey. Michael Massey has been bad so far this season for the Royals. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. But Michael Massey right now is hitting .206. He does not drive in runs. He doesn't have any pop. Why are you here? The same question that we were asking about Hunter Renfroe just a couple of weeks ago. I mean, Michael Massey has 180 at-bats. 180. He has 5 doubles, 2 home runs, 14 RBIs, and Robbie has 4 walks. He has 4 walks and 190 plate appearances. So let me get this straight. You don't get on base. You don't drive in runs. What is your role here on this team? So I don't know if we're going to have to complain about Michael Massey too much longer. They're going to do something with Michael Massey. Now, is that going to be a one-to-one direct move for Jack Caglione? Obviously, that remains to be seen. But organizations don't call players up. Players call themselves up. I'm ready. I'm dominating at this level. I can help you on the big league club. And then when you see the Texas Rangers that basically did what fans are asking them to do with Jack Caglione, they had a 22-year-old outfielder that started in AA. He got moved up to AAA. He played 8 games in AAA. They then brought him up to the big league club to try to give their offense a little bit of a boost. I mean, if other organizations are starting to do it, I think it is a real conversation for the Royals about when that's going to happen. Now, we were talking about this earlier, and people were making the argument, well, Cags is just one person. What can he change? I think the answer is very simple. I'm not here to be Debbie Downer, but I don't think the Royals can win the American League Central. I think the Tigers are just better than the Royals. Like, I think the Tigers are just clearly better than the Royals. So far, through the first 55 games of the season, the Tigers are 15 games above 500. They have a run differential of plus 81. The Royals, over that same time frame, their run differential is still in the negatives. The Tigers have scored 100 more runs than the Royals have this season. Now, I'm not here to be negative and tell you that the Royals can't make the playoffs. I'm just simply telling you, I don't think they're going to win more games than the Tigers are going to win this season. But you don't need to win more games than the Tigers. You want to know why? Because if the playoffs started today, the Royals would be in the playoffs as a wild card team. Did you know right now that there are only two teams in the American League that have more wins than the Royals? Those teams are the Yankees and the Tigers. So maybe you're not better than the Yankees. Maybe you're not better than the Tigers. You can be better than the Guardians. You can be better than the Minnesota Twins. And bringing up Jack Caglione could be the difference in you going on the road for the wild card or you hosting the wild card series this time as opposed to going on the road to play the Baltimore Orioles. I think we all know that the Royals are not done making moves. They've made a lot of moves in a very short period of time, and they have cut some of the dead weight off their roster. I still think there is a little bit more work to do, and there is clearly one more big chess piece that needs to move, and I think it's Jack Caglione. This thing has moved very, very quickly. I didn't think there was a chance that he was going to be up here in 2025. I was wrong. Then we started talking, maybe he's a September call-up. Then it changed to August 1st. I don't know how you can see, based on what we've seen so far and the information that we have, he is not spending another 45 days in Omaha. Now, maybe he hits a little bit of a slump. Maybe an injury happens, knocks on wood. But if he continues to perform in the minors the way that he has so far in his minor league career, he will be up sometime like June 17th. He will be here at Kauffman Stadium. He is not going to stay down there too much longer, not with how he's performed, and also not with the way the Royals' offense has been.
We asked this earlier, and I'll now bring it to the 5 o'clock audience. I understand why Jack hype is going. Like, this week was just incredible. What he did in AAA, I don't think the Royals have had a guy in AAA maybe since Bobby do what he did. And maybe even that might be the end of list. Like, I don't know that Gordon was dominating AAA the way Jack did last week. So, like, I understand that he is a really highly rated prospect, and he's tearing the cover off the ball right now. But I do wonder how much of the Jack hype, because maybe my social media is different than yours, Carrington. If he does anything, I saw a video once of him hitting an opposite field single, and it was like 107 off the bat, and people were like, oh my God, it's impressive. And I'm like, it's an opposite way single. It's all settled down. I think some of that fervor and excitement is built on the idea that the current offense of the Major League club stinks. And I worry, and maybe worry is the wrong term, that some of the Jack hype is the backup quarterback syndrome. I know the guys up here right now are not good enough. This is no disrespect to them. They're Major League players, but they are not good enough to win a division. They are not good enough to, hey, we're going to go outslug the Yankees in a 5-game series. I'm sorry, Drew Waters. I'm sorry, Kyle Isbell. John Rave, it's, you know, we haven't really seen a lot of you, but your prospect rating didn't say you're pounding the ball over the wall. I know what you guys look like. We saw Hunter Renfroe. Get out of here. Kevin Biggio. Get out of here. MJ Melendez. See you later. We knew what those guys were, and we saw the problems. We saw the failure. Jack, and it's partly because of his stats, has never failed. We have never seen him even struggle. So fans, I think, have a little bit of the backup quarterback, you know, theory, which is he's got to be better because of what we have now. And I worry that that is not great for Cags, because 12 months ago, he was gearing up to play as a 3 seed in the College World Series. And now people are talking about, hey, June 12th, he'll come up and be a savior for the offense. That's big expectations. So I wonder if this hype, this fervor, this thought that he's a cure-all is built a little bit on the backup quarterback theory.
I mean, I certainly think that's some of it. Like, I don't want to make it seem like that plays no factor in any of this conversation. But I also think it's a combination of everything. I think, number one, people aren't stupid. And it is impossible to me to see the highlights and look at the numbers and not think that you have something really, really special. He is not performing okay down at the minor leagues. He is dominating the minor leagues. For someone in their first 6 weeks in minor league baseball, he hit 330, 9 home runs, and led the league in RBIs. And then when you take the jump up to the next level, it's not like he hit the ground like, eh, okay. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now. This wouldn't be the lead at 5 o'clock if Jack Caglione hit 235, one home run, and 3 RBIs. He'd be like, oh, okay, hey, he's adjusting. He hit 350, 5 home runs, and had 10 RBIs in a week down there. So I think it is your eyes. He's passing all the tests. He's passing the eye test. He's passing the back of the baseball card. He's passing the text on the little black box, the way that Sean Barber would say. Every single metric that you would use to evaluate if you have a good prospect or not, he is passing those. Yes, some of it also is we're talking about a team that's dead last in home runs in all of baseball. We're talking about a team that's 26th in runs. It can't get much worse for the Royals offense. I also think the other part of it is the Royals seem to have something that they've very rarely had in their organization. You and I have lived in Kansas City our whole lives, been following Royals baseball our whole lives. How many times would you say the Royals had a power hitter? How many times would you say that the Royals have developed somebody with legitimate pop? Because that's what it looks like they have right now. And maybe the argument is, well, they play at Kauffman Stadium. How much power can you have? Well, half of their games is not at Kauffman Stadium. They look like they got a guy that can legitimately hit 25, 30 home runs consistently in a Royals uniform. They've never had that in you and I's lifetime. Now they have it now with Bobby Wood Jr. Can you imagine having two of those prospects there? And I also think that the Royals, they do a really good job of selling you the hype too. Their general manager just last week said that they think he can be a left-handed Pete Alonso. Left-handed Pete Alonso. If he turns out to be a left-handed Pete Alonso, he's one of the 10 best players that the Royals have ever had on their organization, if that's what he turns out to be. If he turns out to be that, and you're telling me their 2-3, 3-4 hitter is going to be Bobby Wood Jr. and left-handed Pete Alonso, they got a chance to win their division. They got a chance to do something really special. So I think it's a combination of all of those things. Yes, there is no denying that the Royals' struggles on offense has potentially accelerated his clock. I would also say he and his play have also accelerated this clock, because he has been one of the top prospects in all of Major League Baseball so far through the first two and a half months of the season.
And I think the answer is both. I think if the Royals offense was with last year, and by the way, the Royals offense last year, it wasn't like they were the Yankees of yesteryear. They were just a top 15 offense in baseball. I think fans would still be super excited about Cags because of what Cags is doing at the AAA level. But I think what people view as a realistic timeline, and he keeps changing the timeline, is a little bit different now because of the major league team. Like, we had texts in February, Cags should make the major league club. No. He then dominated Double A. I would bring him up from Double A right now. No, he's now dominating Triple A. So he's ahead of the timeline, the schedule. But I think some of that excitement to get him up now, I want it now, give it to me, is based as much on his greatness or the greatness he is having at the minor league level as much as anything else as the stinky offense the Royals run out there every night. So in the text line, I made this example, and it's a good one. They said, there's a difference between like what Johnny Giovitella was for Royals fans, which was, please God, anyone but Chris Getz, versus Cags, which has a little bit of that, please God, anyone but in his repertoire, but also he's backing it up with greatness at the minor league level. So I don't think he's Johnny G, but I think there's a little bit of Johnny G at play, because Carrington, you were here. You and I could have played second base and fans would have been happy because it meant no more Chris Getz.
I do want to talk about the Chiefs here. I just reject the notion or the comparison to Johnny Giovitella. I understand this comparison is a little bit apples and oranges, but follow me here. You and I keep up with high school recruiting. We were told how good Cooper Flagg is. It's one thing to do that at a high school level. It's another thing to do that at Duke. And this season, we saw Cooper Flagg at 18 years old average 19-8 and shoot 50% from the floor. He lived up to all of the preseason hype and expectation. It's one thing to do everything that Jack Caglione did in February in Surprise, Arizona. It's another thing to go to AA Arkansas and basically from the word go, dominate. And then when you get moved up to AAA, okay, hey, this is a tougher league. Hey, you're going up against guys who are on the doorstep or guys who have played Major League Baseball, guys like MJ Melendez who have played and got a decent cup of coffee in the league, and now you're going up against them every day. And that league looks like it's not a high enough skill level for him. So I think some of this is...
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it, then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
He just comes off far advanced than what we were expecting at this point. And for a player who at this stage in his baseball career has dominated every single level that he has played at, you don't get to the University of Florida without dominating high school baseball. You then went to Florida. You then were good enough at Florida to help your team get to back-to-back College World Series and be a top five pick in college baseball. You then turned that into you dominated AA so much that you were there for less than 2 months. And then in your first week of going to AAA baseball, you have been exceptional at it. And you are now turned yourself into one of the top prospects in baseball. Some guys just have it and you don't need to overthink it. Some guys just have it. Maybe we end up being wrong, but I didn't need to see a whole lot of Victor Wembanyama to know, hey, that kid's special. I didn't need to see a whole lot of it. Everything I think we have seen so far from Jack Caglione would lead you to believe, hey, the Royals have a pretty special prospect on their hands. And at this point, to me, it is not an if he comes up, or it is now turned into a how quickly is he going to be here. I think that Jack Caglione is going to be here at some point in the next 3 weeks. I think the way that this thing is trending, I would say pre-4th of July. So I'll give myself a little bit more room. I would say pre-4th of July, I think he is going to be here. If his season in the minors continues to go how it's been, and there's no reason to think this, we keep hearing, oh, well, what if he hits a slump? He hasn't hit a slump in 2 months so far in minor league baseball. In fact, he continues to get hotter and better and have better plate appearances over the last 2 months. If he continues on this trend, I just don't know if they're going to be able to keep him down for another 45 days or so. I think eventually you're going to have to call him up to the big league club, and I think that's going to happen sooner rather than later. We had Vern on the show earlier. Here's what he had to say about how Cag's big week changes his timeline.
And he's earned it, right? He's forcing the organization's hand. He's forcing everyone. He's forcing your hand to talk about him right at the start of your show. Five home runs in a six-game stretch is remarkable, regardless of where you're playing. Now you do need to take into account that on average, during those games in Salt Lake City, there was more than 15 runs scored every single night, so the ball was flying. Still, that doesn't explain 459-foot blasts or nine base hits and five bombs in a six-day stretch. No, the kid has prodigious power. He's playing in the corner outfields, both left and right. He's doing that more than he's playing first base. Yeah, he's forcing their hand. He's forcing that timeline to move up. Now, in the Omaha uniform tonight, as he'll make his home debut. But, you know, if he can do it again, he rattles off another five home run week, and you do it at a different ballpark, yeah, the conversation this time next week will be, where is he? You know, because right now it would seem, well, no, we can't get that far down the line. Again, a nice 1 week. Do it again, and then, like you're talking about, the conversation will once again completely change.
That was Josh Vernier, who was on the show earlier today. You're actually going to hear from Vern coming up in about 5 minutes when we hand things off to the pregame show. Let's talk a little football before our day is done. Hit it, Rob.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Kansas Hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu.
All right. We have reached the point in the NFL season where there are only two things that can happen. Let me tell you what those two things are. Number one, contract information. Now, sometimes it's contract information, like your team is looking to negotiate a deal with the player. That happens. Well, you are going to get contract news between now and the start of training camp. Oh, so-and-so reached a long-term extension with the team. That's good news. You want that kind of news. I want guys to be rewarded for having good seasons, having success. I want that. The other contract news is your player did not show up for something because he's mad about his contract. That's James Cook right now for the Buffalo Bills. Every player on the Bills showed up to work today, except James Cook. He's mad about his contract, and he wants to get paid, and we'll see if he gets paid. I think he will at some point, but you guys know how this works. So they're going back and forth right now. I would say that's pretty harmless news. You know, that's just part of the business. There's only one time in the NFL offseason when you can ask for a raise. It's now. You don't ask for a raise on week 8. That's not when you try to negotiate and leverage those things. You try to get your money now in the summer so you can be ready for the fall and the winter. So that's not that big of a deal to me. The Chiefs will have contract news at some point. Somebody will be unhappy with their deal, or someone will reach a new agreement and get more money, and we'll talk about it. The other side is somebody going to get in trouble. Now, I'm not saying that's 100% for the Chiefs, even though over the last couple of off seasons, I think we've seen somebody usually gets in trouble. You don't want that news. Or, I guess in relation to the somebody gets in trouble, you hear the suspension of when they got in trouble. That's Rashee Rice. Now, Rashee Rice has actually done pretty well for the last year. We haven't heard much from him. Ever since he got in that incident with the photographer, I don't know if that thing happened or didn't happen. It got dropped, and it just kind of went away, and we stopped talking about it. Rashee Rice has stayed out of trouble. Keep it that way. And one day, we'll be sitting here, and we'll get a tweet from Adam Schefter or Ian Rappaport, and it'll tell us that Rice has been suspended for the first two games for conduct detrimental to the league, and then we'll officially have our answer. I don't think anything is going to happen to Xavier Worthy. I know he got in that off-the-field thing, him and his ex-fiance, but it seems like they settled it, no criminal charges. I don't expect anything to happen to Xavier Worthy. I do expect at some point we will hear what the penalty is for Rashee Rice. And I think you are all hoping, knock on wood, I want this to be a boring offseason for the Chiefs. I want it to be a boring offseason. I, for the most part, don't care what these athletes do in their free time. You're young, you're rich, you're millionaires. Go live your life. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble. You know what? Unless it's for your relationship in a positive sense, like Travis Kelce. I saw Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift went to dinner in Florida a couple days ago. That's the only reason you want to be on TMZ if you play for the Chiefs. I'm telling you, if Xavier Worthy is on TMZ in June, it ain't good. If your all-pro D lineman is on TMZ, it ain't good. It's either money related or somebody got in trouble. That is usually the only things that happen at this point in the NFL calendar. We had a lot of fun today. Check out the podcast page. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll catch you guys. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
So you have a podcast, and you're really want to make money with it, then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.